Shalom. Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitan.
Okay, Shabbat Shalom. Let's say it in Hebrew, Chag Chanukah Sameach. Let's say it, Chag Chanukah Sameach. God bless you, everyone. I hope you have your Bibles with you. Today is really soon, in the next day, tomorrow, we begin the Feast of Chanukah. Chag Chanukah, that our own people, Israel, the Jewish communities around the world, whether it is beginning in Jerusalem, continue on around the whole land of Israel, and really throughout the Jewish community, and many believers in Yeshua the Messiah will celebrate, will keep this unique feast called Chanukah. So I would like, if you don't mind, if you will turn with me to the book of Daniel today. Many ask the question, how do we arrive to the feast of Chanukah? Is the feast of Chanukah, Chag Chanukah, was ever given from Mount Sinai by the God of Israel to the nation of Israel who came from Egypt and were on the way to the promised land? How do we arrive to the feast of Chanukah, to the celebration of the feast of dedication? To remind you that the name Chanukah in Hebrew simply means dedication in the English language. It is interesting that the book of Daniel speaks already when Israel was in Babylon about this unique event that will bring about the ultimate rededication of the second temple in the city of Jerusalem, which will be desecrated by a wicked man by the name of Antiochus Epiphanes. Later on in the history of Israel, we find out that in the New Testament, that is the Brit HaChadasha, Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah himself, and we're going to read it, found himself celebrating with the people of Israel the feast of Chanukah, introducing himself to our people, the people of Israel. So I have a few verses I would like to read with you for the ministry today. And the passage that I'm reading is, first of all, in Daniel chapter 8, then in Luke chapter 2, and then in John, Yohanan, chapter 10. And so I'm reading in Daniel chapter 8. And the verses that I'm going to read are really selective verses that are found in the middle of the chapter. In Daniel chapter 8 and verse 8, we read, "Therefore the he-goat waxed very great, and when he was strong, the great horn was broken, and for it came up four notable ones toward the four winds of heaven. And out of one of them came forth a little horn, which waxed exceeding great towards the south, and towards the east, and towards the pleasant land. And it waxed great even to the host of heaven, and it cast down some of the host and of the stars to the ground, and stamped upon them. Yea, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host, and by him the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down, and an host was given him, against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression, and it cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered. Verse 13 says, Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto that certain saint which spake, How long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation, to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden down underfoot? And he said unto me, Unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. Now please put your finger here and turn with me to Luke chapter 2. And in Luke chapter 2, I'm going to read just a few verses there as well, beginning with verse 21. Luke chapter 2 and verse 21. And there we read, And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Yeshua, which was so named by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the day of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. And it is written, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah, the Lord's anointed. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Yeshua to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arm and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in shalom according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Now put your finger here, please, and turn to John chapter 10 for the last reading for this ministry meeting today. And in the Gospel of John, in chapter 10, we read from verse 22, John 10, 22, And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, the feast of Hanukkah. And it was winter, and Yeshua walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Mashiach, tell us plainly. Yeshua answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. And here I'm stopping with the reading for this ministry meeting today, beloved brothers and sisters. Now, let me just remind you that as we are thinking or looking over, and you might say, meditating this ministry meeting about the day, the Feast of Hanukkah, we have to first of all realize that the Feast of Hanukkah was not one of the seven feasts that God had given Israel, His people, when they came outside of the land of Egypt. Those seven feasts, beginning with Pesach and concluding with Sukkot, with the Feast of the Dedication, these seven feasts were feasts that were kept in a cycle every year in accordance with the Word of God as a plan, as a program that God gave for Israel, but ultimately for the rest of the world. Beginning with Passover, which represent before us the Passover Lamb, Yeshua the Messiah, and concluding with the Feast of Sukkot, Tabernacles, which come with the speaks of the culmination when Israel and the whole world will enjoy a final Messianic kingdom in the future day. But how do we get to Hanukkah? Hanukkah, it's a celebration or a feast which is not one of the seven feasts of the Lord which was given to Israel on a yearly cycle to keep. Hanukkah had its beginning not when Israel came out of Egypt, but much, much later in the history of our Jewish people. Sometime at around 168 B.C., about 165 years before Yeshua was born, there was a wicked man by the name of Antiochus. He was a Grecian, Syrian king, and this wicked man, who was, you might say, came out of the Grecian empire, and he was such a wicked man that he desecrated the temple in the city of Jerusalem and caused it to be defiled, which made it necessary for the Jewish people to rededicate the temple once again and to cleanse it and prepare it for the worship of the God of Israel. Now, we don't read about it in Leviticus chapter 23 at all. It happened many, many years later in Jewish history, and by the time that we read about it, Daniel, who was one of the Jewish young men who was taken captive by the Babylonian, Daniel received an information from the angel of the Lord, Gabriel, to inform him of events that were going to happen in the future for the nation of Israel. Let me remind you that about 960 B.C., King Shlomo, King Solomon, built the first temple in the city of Jerusalem. That temple was still functioning until about 586 B.C., God had raised the Babylonian. The Babylonian came, destroyed the temple on the ninth day of the month of Av, took all the Jews away to the land of Babylon, Babel, where the Jewish people, our own people, sang that song by the rivers of Babylon. There we sat down and we wept as we remembered Zion. But while our people, of all the Jewish people, were in Babylon, God still gave them a promise of restoration. They were to be restored back to the land after 70 years of the discipline of the Lord upon the Jewish people in the land of Babylon. Well, 70 years or so later, at about 516 B.C., the Jewish people who returned from Babylon, they rebuilt the second temple. And that second temple was rebuilt, if you remember, by Zerubbabel, and later on beautified by Ezra, and later on Nehemiah came and rebuilt the wall around the city of Jerusalem. But you see what happened? It didn't take too long, and departure came once again, and now you could see that God have allowed other nations to come in and to control in those days the world. In fact, up till today, what we call the time of the Gentiles is still existing. Israel is still in a state of blindness and unbelief and not yet restored to the place that God had given to them.
Gideon Levitan is the president of the Holy Scriptures and Israel Bible Society. Join us for our weekly ministry meetings. We gather every Saturday for Shabbat meetings at 1 p.m. at 28 Martin Ross Avenue, North York, Ontario. Our Bible study classes are on Fridays. The morning class is at 11 a.m. and the evening class at 7 p.m. You can listen to our radio program Monday through Friday on Joy 1250 AM, Oakville, Ontario at 1045 AM, 99.5 FM WDCX Buffalo, New York on Sundays at 2:30 PM, and KDIA 1640 AM San Francisco, California at 7:30 PM Monday through Friday. To find out more about the Holy Scriptures and Israel, and for ways to support the ministry, please visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you, and Shalom, Shalom.